stressing them. I've been driving back and forth from Louisville to Lexington. Mileage on the whip, got your to my grip. College make you wanna strip for them dollars. Nah, girl, I got a job for you. Swear to God, I could do a lot for you.
You put him in the same sentence with Tyler the Creator, Bryson Tiller, Exchange. Before that, Send Me Away, Rolene, featured by Nasty C on The Uprising on Northwest FM. 19 minutes to 7. It's a Monday. I'm afraid I might be late today. I'm afraid I will not meet the deadline at work. I'm afraid I might not get that promotion. I'm afraid the bank might decline my loan. I'm afraid my husband or my wife might leave me. I'm afraid my mother. I'm afraid. We're talking about fear today. And the right person to help us understand this, this fear concept is motivational speaker Mayo Febi. She's on the line with us. I'm afraid we have a lot of questions for you. Good morning.
Okay. I'm afraid I've got lots of answers as well. So I wish we had an hour for this.
Yeah, it's one of those topics, you know, quietly at the back of your mind, you have things that you fear. But somebody said to us that fear is a form of self-preservation. What's your response to that? Okay, so you agree that fear is a form of self-preservation. Therefore, fear cannot always be a bad thing, is it?
No. So fear is a emotion that's hardwired. It's a reaction that's hardwired in us. And during the time before our modern civilization, as we know it, it was a very important part of the survival of the human race because it kept us alive. So if there was an animal out to get you, your fear would kick in. And there's a certain physiological reaction that comes with fear. So you become more alert, your heart beats faster, your adrenaline starts pumping, and then you get into the fight or the flight mode. So in that sense, fear played a very important role.
And then there is the negative fear, if there's any positives at all out of what you've just said in terms of the type of fear you were describing. The negative fear is the one that holds us back from achieving our goals. How does that happen?
Okay, so the one that I've just described, the physiological one is the biochemical one. I'll refer to that one as the biochemical reaction.
Okay.
So in other words, things are happening in your body and you're faced with a real fear right now. So I use the example of an animal chasing you. So in modern day today, maybe it would be a dog. You're out for a jog and you're faced with a dog. You have a decision to make. Are you going to fight this dog or are you going to run? And your body prepares you for that action. So the one that keeps most of us bound is the emotional fear. Now, this one is a fear that we perceive in our minds, and it's mostly imagined. So it's the possibility that something might go wrong, like the things that you described at the intro, the fear of not getting the promotion, the fear of your husband, your wife leaving you. So all of those things are not necessarily real, like the dog standing in front of you, but it's the association that we have, the possibilities that might happen. So when it comes to emotional fear, there's three elements to it. So there's an experience that comes with it. So you perceive that if this thing happens, I'm going to be dead. It's going to be the end of the world for me. Then it's also associated with the physical part of it. It's also present in the emotional side of it. So your body will react as though something bad is about to happen. And then there's the behavioral response. What are you going to do about it?
So the suggestion is that I should have no fear, or I should have a good balance of fear and what?
Personally, I don't believe that there's such a state as no fear, and simply because there's a good side to it. So when you're afraid, it's a checkpoint for you. It's a checkpoint to say, what do I not know? What do I need to start learning? Why am I so afraid? Because once you face the fear, it reveals something about yourself regarding the fear. So let's say, for instance, you're scared of public speaking. I know that's one of the highest ranked fears in the world, by the way.
Phew.
Standing in front of an audience. For many people, that is terrifying. Yeah. So at that point, you can say to yourself, why am I so afraid of standing in front of people? Does it mean I'm not good enough? Does it mean I don't love myself? Does it mean I need to go on a course and learn my presentation skills? But most of us, we run in the opposite direction of fear, and we don't take it as an opportunity to learn or to do some introspection. So to answer your question, definitely a healthy balance is required. And it's not so much about getting rid of fear. It's about managing it so that you're not held captive by the fear, but you manage the fear and you master your own fear.
It's interesting you talk about managing your fear. Before my colleague has a question for you, Spingelelo, but I want to tell a quick story. I'm afraid of snakes. I just fear snakes. I don't know where this comes from. So I decided to take the family, and we went to a reptile park somewhere in Hartebees. Yeah. And as we're walking through, I would look at all these different snakes, these pythons, these, different snakes. And, for about 10 minutes, I was okay. But there was a moment right in the middle of this park where, the Rambo in me wanted to awaken. I just wanted to get a machine gun and. So we'll come back and talk about, this whole concept of conquering your fears. And is every fear conquerable? But Bingo would like to throw in a question.
Yes, I would. Someone is from...
Yeah,
I don't know. Fear, anxiety, and mental health. When do you decide it's fear, and when do you decide it's anxiety? I know a lot of people are suffering from mental health, and a lot of people are talking about it. But fear and anxiety, when do you know what I ngisabi nyoka nje la, or this is actual anxiety?
So it differs from person to person, right? So
yep.
Most of us, we have a high tolerance for fear, and we're able to seek the help that we require. But I would say to anyone listening who feels that they're afraid and they're not sure if it's anxiety, if you cannot act, if you cannot move, and you cannot take action, and you feel like there's so much more that life has to offer for you, but you don't know what to do about it, then definitely get help. Definitely get help.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to overcomplicate it and say, these are the signs, because it really varies from person to person. So with the fear of snakes, for instance, if you can go and interact with the snake, then that's healthy because you're learning to overcome it. But if you won't even step into a national park, Kruger National Park, you won't even step in there because you're afraid a snake is going to come out under the bed or whatever, definitely get help for that, because it's stopping you from living a productive life.
And you were talking about public speaking as one of the biggest fear. For some of us men, the biggest fear would be to approach the opposite sex at the right time with a lot of decency, and where people just, the tongue gets tied and the brain doesn't work. And it's a genuine fear. It's a genuine fear. But let's talk about this whole issue of conquering one's fears. And you hear this a lot. Is every fear conquerable, according to you?
Yeah, definitely. And the reason I say that is because most of our fears are learned, so we need to unlearn them. At the time that we're born, we only have two built-in fears, and that's the fear of loud noises, and it's the fear of falling. Every other fear that we have, the fear of failing, the fear of talking to the opposite sex, the fear of public speaking, all of these things we learned at some point in our lives, where we were told that, don't do that, it's not good for you, it's going to bite you, it's going to hurt you. And one of the fears that you mentioned, for instance, the fear of snakes, it reminds me of the fear of water, how a lot of children are afraid of water. Because at the time that you're born, many pediatricians believe that a baby can swim. If you throw a baby into the water, it swims. But if you throw a two-year-old into the water, she'll be kicking and screaming because she's afraid. She's been initiated into the fear that if you go near the water, you will die. So with the fears that you're talking about, you definitely can overcome them. It's just about employing a few tactics that are workable for you in terms of how to overcome it. So referring to your example about snakes, when you have a phobia, it's so important to expose yourself to what it is that you're afraid of. So go and hang out with the snakes. If you're afraid of heights, get on a plane and have some sort of guidance with you, somebody who can help you see the experience. So exposure to what it is that you're afraid of, and also getting knowledge about it. Because what is it about snakes that you're afraid of? Are you scared it's going to bite you? Are you scared it's going to coil itself around you? What are you scared it's going to do to you? So the more you know about what it is that you're afraid of, the more the fear diminishes within you.
I'm going to try the snake thing. Maybe, you know, have a python coil itself around me or paw fighter or something, touch it with the help of an expert. But I love the part where you say all the fears are learned and therefore they can be unlearned. We're going to try and apply this for the rest of the week. But thank you so much, Mayo. You know, always we appreciate it. You've become our new Ray Bandini.
Really?
Yeah, you have.
May I say one more thing, sir? It feels like today we only had 2 minutes. There was just a few other pointers that I wanted to share with you in terms of overcoming fear so that you don't leave the listener stranded.
Sure.
So another one is to ask yourself, what's the worst thing that could happen? This thing that I'm afraid of. If I go on stage and I speak to people, what's the worst thing that could happen? Okay, maybe they'll laugh at me. Maybe they'll think I'm stupid. But at the end of the day, life goes on, right? And then the next thing is to prepare for whatever it is that you're afraid of. So practice in terms of what it is that you fear. And also share it with someone, because when we verbalize something, we actually realize how insignificant that thing that we're afraid of might come to us. And the final one is to move towards the fear, not to run away from it, but to confront it and ask yourself, what is wrong here?
Move towards the fear. That goes to Kaiser Chiefs as well. Mayo, thank you so much, as always.
Awesome, cool.
And we'll chat to you on Monday again.
All right, then. Have a good week, everyone.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Have a strong one. We appreciate it. Motivational speaker, Mayo Febi. Move towards your fear. And all the fears have been learned, and therefore you can unlearn them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm going to try the snake one. And
are you really afraid of snakes?
I am. Oh, I'm terrified.
Do you have a history?
No, that's a weird part, is I'm just afraid. Look, maybe it's from the early days of learning about Adam and Eve, you know. I don't know.
You took it there.
I promise you, I am so terrified of snakes. Sometimes I'll be driving on the highway. Yeah. This is how, you know. And again, snakes, they shouldn't be harmed.
Yeah.
If you can help it, let the snake, you know, just go on its way and so forth. But I get so terrified. Sometimes I'll be driving maybe at a 120 on the highway and just hoping that one of them might try and attack me, you know, while I'm driving 120 and I'll run it over.
I really have a problem with differentiating between the two, fear and anxiety. I really think some things give me anxiety. I don't know if it's for everyone. I know some things, like talking in front of people, might give you anxiety, but I really want to find out between fear. Because I've never, I'm not
getting.
You haven't
been on a boat?
No,
before.
I'm not getting on a boat.
Okay.
Nah.
I'll introduce you to somebody.
No, I'm not getting.
I'll introduce you to somebody. She's a 36. You will enjoy her company. Was 7 minutes to seven. It's Northwest FM in tune with you.
Yeah, the sacrifice is something beautiful. Living the home with the best music to be in tune with you. Stay in tune with you. No matter where you are, we stay in tune with you. We stay in tune with you. No matter where you are, we stay in tune with you. We stay in tune with you. No matter where you are, we stay in tune with you. We stay in tune with you. No matter where you are, we stay in tune with you.